This is a B'Kiyus recording for Maseches Chagiga, Daf Beis Amid Aleph. So let's begin the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, HaKol Chayavin B'Re'iyah. Everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Rashi explains this is referring to the mitzvah of Re'iyas Kol Zechurcha. Shitzrichim Lihisra'os Ba'azara B'Regel. The mitzvah that the Pasuk alludes to is that everyone needs to show their face in the temple in the Beis HaMikdash during the Shelosh Regal. So, and now the Mishnah is going to list off the exceptions to this rule. Chutz Michirish, Shote, Vekotan, Vetumtus, Tumtum, Vandroganus, Venashim, Vavodim, Sheinu Meshukwarim, Hachiger, Vasuma, Vachol, Vazakin, Omishin, Yachol, Alos, Barag. So that is a lot of exceptions. Let's go through each one, one by one. Chirish, Shote, Vekotan always go as a group together. Chirish is a deaf mute. A Shote is a person who is crazy. Or some, he could be a brilliant person, but he is a, but he is nevertheless, has some type of insanity, as will, the Gemara will elaborate on that. Vikatan, and someone who is below bar mitzvah. Vitumtum vandroganus, or a person whose sexuality is unclear, either a tumtum, someone who is unknown, or androgynous is a hermaphrodite, someone who has both. Vinoshim vav, and, or women, who are not chayav in this mitzvah. Va'avadim sheinam meshuchrarim, or an eved kenani who is not freed, as we'll explain the Gemara later on, is going to discuss, it's actually referring to a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. So that's why we refer to them as einam meshuchrarim. Hachiger is a person who cannot walk. Suma, a person who is blind. Vahachola, a person who is too sick to come. Vahazakin, or a person who is too old to come. Or a person who can't actually go to the Har HaBayis from Yerushalayim by foot. Now, what is the difference between that and someone who is on the previous categories? We'll have to discuss. Ezehu Katan. What is the example of a Katan? Meaning, we said a Katan before is potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Now, what is a Katan? So Rashi explains we're referring here to a Katan who is not, is chayev in the mitzvah of Derabbanan because of the mitzvah of chinuch. Lashon of Rashi is Avo mikanvel habishin chayev min haTorah itiu chachamim al aviv ve'al imo lechancho b'mitzvahs. The Torah was mechayev his father and his mother. That's a subject of discussion as well. Rashi is mechayev the mother in the mitzvah of chinuch to teach the child to come. So who is a katan who is even below the age of the mitzvah of chinuch, who would be completely potter from aliyah l'regel? Kol sheino yachol lirkov al kseifov shel aviv, v'lalos mirushalayim lahar habayis, divrei beis shammai. So beis shammai says it's anyone who cannot ride on his father's shoulders and go from Yerushalayim to the har habayis, meaning someone who has so little, if you have like a newborn baby or a pre-toddler or whatever, so you have someone, they have so little control of their body and their head, they can't even get a piggyback ride or a shoulder ride, because they can't, their head will be flopping around and their body will not be, you know, they don't have enough core strength to stay up on the shoulders. But whereas a little kid could certainly ride on his father's shoulders all the way from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis. So Beis Hillel Omrim Kol Sheino Yachol Le'echoz Biyado Shel Aviv V'Lalos Yerushalayim L'Har HaBayis. Now he's talking about an older kid. He has to be able to be walked, meaning he holds his father's hand and he walks from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis. Shenemar Shalosh Rigolim. It's called a regel, which means you have to be able to walk by foot. Beis Shammai Omrim Hara'iya Shtei Kesef V'Hagiga Ma'akesef. So now we move on to a new topic of how much money should you spend on the korbanos that you're going to bring when you're Ola L'Regel. So Beis Shammai says, the Ola Sri'iya, you bring a korban Ola when you go, and that is supposed to cost 2 silver coins, 2 ma'a. That's a type of coin that we're referring to over there. And the Chagiga, the korban Chagiga, which is a korban Shlomim that you're going to eat from as well as burn part on the Mizbeach and give part to the Kohen, that should be worth 1 ma'a. So the Korban Ola should be worth double what the Korban Chagiga is worth. And Vesilalam Hara'iya Ma'a Kesef, Aha Chagiga Shtei Kesef. Vesilal says the opposite, that the Korban Ola can be worth 1, and the Chagiga should be double the price. Says the Gemara, Hakol La Suye Mai. What are we including when we have the word Hakol Chayav Nariya? Everyone is Chayav Nariya. So the Gemara answers, La suye mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin. So the Tana of our Mishnah is coming to include someone who is chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. Let's just take it the simplest way possible, that he was owned b'shutfus by two people, and then one of the Bailim freed him, and one of them did not. And this individual is a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. And so the Chatzi Eved part of him is Potter from going to be Olal Regel. And the Chatzi Ben Chorin part of him is Chayev to be Olal Regel. So the Tanakhama and the Mishnah says you have to be Olal Regel. You are included in the word Hakol Ol, right? Everyone has to go. So Ravina Amar, the Amar, and according to Ravina, who disagrees, and he said, Vishachetio Avichetio Ben Chorin, Potter Min Hara'iya, he says specifically, Chatzi Ben Chorin does not do Aliyah L'Regel. He does not go up to the Beis HaMikdash during the Shal Shavuot. So Hakol Asuyimah, how's he learning the Mishnah? What would Hakol be referring to according to him? So he answers, La Suye Chiger Biyom Rishon V'Nispashe Biyom Sheni. It's including a person who was unable to walk. He was injured or something wrong with him. He was sick to the extent that he was a Chiger on the first day of Yantif, and then he felt better on the next day, on the first day Chol Moed, let's say. So that refers to the fact that he now has to come be Ola Regel even later in the Yantif on Chol Moed, even though he was Potter when Yantif set in. So that's the Shita of Ravina, how he would read the Mishnah. So that makes a lot of sense if you hold that the later days of Yantif are able, if you bring a korban on the second, third, fourth, fifth day of Yantif, that can make up for the fact that you did not do it earlier in the Yantif. You're doing a tashlumin for each of the previous days. So, for example, if you couldn't bring the korban olas re'iya on the first day of Yantif because you were potter, so then you can bring the korban later on. And that's why it makes sense to hold, if Ravina holds, that you can do Aliyah L'Regel later in the game. That's what it means. Hakol, everyone is chayav to be Aliyah L'Regel. El amadam rakulin tashlumin derishon. But if everyone holds that basically everything is making up for the obligation on the first day. And if you were a chiger on the first day, you were potter from being Aliyah L'Regel on the first day of Yantif, there is no reason to make up for that after the fact. So hakol asuyemai, then what are we including in the Mishnah when we say hakol, everyone is chayav? My answer is La Suye Suma Ba'achas Me'inov. It's including someone who is blind in one eye. Stop there. So now we have basically said that, you know who is Chayev? Not necessarily someone who got better on the first day, because that only works according to one opinion. Rather, it's coming to include a person who is half blind. Now, half blind doesn't mean half sight. It means he can see out of one eye and not out of the other eye. Udalo Ki Hai Tana. And it's going against the following Tana, meaning why did our Mishnah mention it? To exclude the opinion of the following Tana in the Brisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai, says, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, Suma ba'achas meina pater min hara'iya, because he holds that a Suma in one eye is pater from being Olal Regel and bringing the carbon olas re'iya. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yera'eh. Yir'eh, meaning, what are we saying over there? That it's spelled Yir'eh. We pronounce it Yera'eh. So Yir'eh means to see. Yera is to be seen or to appear. Kederach sheba lir'os, kach ba le'ra'os. The same way you would want to see, therefore you want to be seen. Ma lir'os v'shtei einav, seeing implies you can see in both of your eyes. Af le'ra'os v'shtei einav. So too, to appear, to be seen, means that you're only chayef to appear in the Har HaBayis if you have vision in both of your eyes. That's one day in Tanaim. So our Mishnah, according to this, our Mishnah is coming to exclude that day and saying even a person who's blind in one eye is chayev to appear in front of the Har HaBayis. Or I'll give you another answer. Olam kedar mina mekar. You can go back to the original teretz of Chatziyav and Chatziyav and Chor. The kakasha la chadar mina. But you could ask, well, Ravina disagrees with our Mishnah then? That's hard to imagine. Ravina would not be arguing on Mishnah. He's a late Amora, not arguing on Tanoim. So lo Kasha? No, it's not a Kasha. Kan Kamishna Rishona, Kan Kamishna Achrona. There were two different manifestations of the Mishnah. And therefore, the Mishnah Achrona was disagreed with the Mishnah Rishona. That's not, as we have a different comment of the Mishnah, Mishachetzio, Avichetzio Ben Chorin, Obedis Rabo, Yom Echad Ves Atzmo, Yom Echad, Divrei Bisil. Basil holds that if you're a Chatzi of a Chatzi Ben Chorin, so you should serve your one master every other day. And that's how you can maintain a lifestyle, and then you can work for yourself. on every other day. That's a shita beisil. Amulem beishamai. Beishamai argues on beisil and they say, that's very nice for this fellow's parnasa. Dikanta mes rabo, going over to beis and beis. Now, you have fixed the problem with serving the master. This atzma lo dikanta. You haven't fixed him. Lisa shivcha ena yachol, baskorin ena yachol. He's not allowed to marry a shivcha kananis. He's not allowed to marry a regular girl because he's half and half. So he can't marry a regular Jewish girl either. Li batel, so let him not get married. V'halolo nivra olam el lepiri v'rivya. The whole world was created for the sake of pru urvu. Shenemar lo tov bara lo sheves yitzara. As the Pasuk and Navi says, the world was not created to be empty. It was created to be settled. So what's going on here? You can't get out of that. So he says, rather, so we say, what should we do? Elam bnei tikana olam, so that the world will be a better place. Chacham made a takana. Kofenes rabo va'osin oso ben choron. You force the other master to free him. V'kosev lo shtar chatzi damav, and then you write a debt that he has to pay back the value of half of his servitude, so he can pay back the master. The chazri beis hillel lahoros kidivrei beis shammai, and beis hillel eventually paskin in favor of beis shammai. So going back to the kasha on Ravina, so if you look in Rashi on the bottom of Beis Amid Aleph, Rashi explains, Kodem shechazru beis hillel lahoros kidivrei beis shammai. The Mishnah Rishona was, the first part of the Mishnah was before Beis Hillel admitted to Beis Shammai. So there was a concept that you could leave a chatziv, eved chatziv, and choron the way he was. Seifa de masnisin de katani chutz min avadim sheinam shuchrarim, and the Seifa, which says that people who were not freed are potter from Re'iyah, du kimna ravina b'misha chetzio eved b'chetzio ben choron de potter, and Ravina explains that that's referring to a chatziv, eved chatziv, and choron. Nishnes kodim shechazer Beis Hillel. That was learned before Beis Hillel admitted to Beis Shammai Shita. Avala achar shahodu le Beis Shammai sheyesh al bezin lachof es adona l'shachara. After Beis Shammai's psak was accepted, that you are supposed to force the master to free him, v'havale ki'ilu meshuchra kvar, and therefore if a person is in a status of chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, we still view him as if he was already freed, v'chayev, and he's therefore chayev in re'iyah. And the Mishnah, they kept it the same way. So when we say Hakol Chayavin Bereiyah, when the Mishnah started off, Hakol Chayavin Bereiyah, everyone is Chayav in Reiyah, that was including Achatziyev Achatziyev Ben Choron, because once Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai, we paskin that Achatziyev Achatziyev Ben Choron is considered as if he's already freed, and therefore you have to be Olarego. However, when we say avadim she'inam shechurarin are potter, that is Ravina explaining the Mishnah as going based on the original shita of Beis Hillel, and that's why he says that at the time, but not halacha l'maisa, echatzi eved chatzi ben choron would be potter, but the word hakol is actually mechayev him, because that was learned after we paskin that he has to be freed.